Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be talking about the top three stories that you are reading and viewing and listening to on the VFN Torch. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. The very number one right now, the number one story, John, on the VFN Torch is Reverend Billy Graham's interview, his letter from the heart as he's being interviewed by Greta on Fox News, Greta Wire. And there's a video right there. You could hear him giving just sharing his heart, you know, about what's happening and where he's at and, you know, wisdom about what's going on. Listen up just a little bit.
I love him and adore him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend to preach the gospel. And from that time on, I began to prepare. By preparation, I mean I began to read books that would contribute.
And he's talking about, you know, by his personal salvation, how he, you know, I gave his life to the Lord.
Because it's millions. It's not thousands. It's millions.
Pardon?
It's millions of people.
Yes.
And he goes on talking about, you know, what would be the advice? She asked him, what would you tell ministers out there? You got to hear this.
And I flew directly to San Francisco.
He's talking about millions of people that he's taught to and all that. And he says very specifically about what to do. Listen up.
Wonderful Bible schools, Bible colleges, liberal arts colleges that are dedicated.
And he's talking about very specifically that, you know, he should have wished he would have spent more time with God.
Successful evangelism.
He says the way to have successful evangelism is to spend more time to God. Hold on, right here.
Airport, and I flew directly to San Francisco.
If you have any advice for young preachers today, what's the advice?
Spend more time in study and prayer. That's the secret of successful evangelism. If you neglect that, you've neglected the very heart of God's call to you.
So that's the very thing, you know, that we talk about continually. Iabide.org, abiding with God. Apart from it, you can do nothing.
That's right.
You know, you can preach a gospel of a kingdom that you yourself might not end up in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you think about Matthew chapter 7. He says, many people are going to come to me the last day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not? Mm-hmm. And they list all the stuff they did that people heard because the power is in the name of Jesus, not in the individual, and they follow God. But the one who didn't know God or left God, he says, I never knew you.
Right.
And ministry comes from the overflow of your personal relationship with God. It's an abiding relationship. If you don't understand that or you need to grow in that, listen, go to iabide.org. We have something available for you right there to be able to, it's just real simple. A simple plan to be able to do what you may even desired in your heart to do. But apart from abiding in him, listen, it's all in vain. It's all in vain. Listen, he loves you. He wants to spend time with you. And out of that, fruit will come out of your life, fruit that not only will nourish others, but will actually nourish you as well. You can find that at iabide.org. So that's a number one story on the VFN Torch, which is pretty cool, you know, and listen to the whole interview right there. It's like 15-minute interview. You can watch it and also listen to the VFN radio segment with that. But the number two story on the VFN Torch is innocent blood, killing the children to stop our own deliverance, where the enemy's trying to abort, you know, our future. And the one God that God, false God that God hated the most is Moloch. And because children were sacrificed to this God, and innocent blood was shed, and what we talked about and what God made known to us at the VFN Family Gathering, the fourth annual VFN Family Gathering, was the fact that because of the innocent blood being shed, that he wasn't going to stop no matter what. He wasn't not going to stop this discipline coming to his people. As a matter of fact, he says, because of this, I thrust them from my presence. I mean, not like he turns his head. Because of the innocent blood being shed, he thrust them from his presence. And you have to understand that in America, I mean, the old statistics, not, I mean, like 2008, because they quit, you know, keeping statistics because of the present administration's all for abortion. They're all for, you know, that. But we over 1.4 million abortions happen a year, or sacrifices to Moloch, where the child, I don't have these stats. I'm trying to find these stats right here. Here it is. 1.37 back in, 1996.
Oh, wow.
So these are very low. I wouldn't doubt if it's like doubled, if not more.
Right.
And 2008, the CDC has stats for those as well. You can find them. But the ones who actually report the stats are the ones who are actually killing the children.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, just for whatever reason that the adversaries convince someone to take the child's life, that child is innocent. Mm-hmm. And so that would be innocent blood, the shedding of blood. But just under the 1996, we'll just go 1996, that every time a child is sacrificed for the God of convenience, you know, and it says that, you know, why women have abortions. It says 1% of all abortions occur because of rape or incest. Only 1%. So 1% of the 1.37 million happen because of that. 6% of abortions occur because of the potential health problems, which is a total of 7% are because of what some people would say that the reason why you would have one. 93% of the abortions in 1996, before it was this well accepted, which is way worse, is was because of unwanted or inconvenient pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That's huge. That is huge. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it, that comes out with those old numbers now, just with the old numbers, that comes out to 33,700 sacrifices to Moloch. The blood of innocent children being shed. You know, we've thrown a sheet over it way too long. You know, we're talking about everything else except the things we don't want to talk about. And it's like, you know, hey, here we are.
That
God's seeing the innocent blood. He says, I'm not, do we want America to be saved? Do we want it to survive? Well, 3,700 a day are being sacrificed. 93% of those is because of unwanted or inconvenient pregnancies. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Wow.
That means 3,441 were because you just didn't want the child.
Mm. Wow.
And the blood pours out. You have to understand, even though, you know, it is not on a rock, a big rock altar anymore, but if you rip the building off the table where the abortion is taking place and just have that table where the mother of that child is laying, it's the same thing. It just looks different to the eye, but it's the same blood being shed.
Right.
God will forgive you for the sin of abortion, but we have to stand up for this innocent blood that's being shed on the land because we're going to lose our nation. That comes out, by the way, that comes out to, 3,700 divided by, that would be 74 sacrifices to Moloch in every state of America every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 sacrifices to Moloch in every state every hour. So imagine every hour you take this lamb and you put it up on a rock and you slice its throat and you bleed it out over the rock, and that would be a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you do that 3 times an hour in your state. Think about it. This is what's happening. You know, for whatever reason, you know, listen, we've got to stop. We've got to stop. And we, since we, it's a nation of the people by the people, we can choose to say, hey, you know what? You know, we're not going to vote in a way that offers sacrifices to Moloch. Moloch was a god that they would offer their children to. They would take the child and they would lay the child up on an altar and they would bleed the child out. They would kill the child.
Mm-hmm.
And God hated this. And for this very reason, God told Josiah that, hey, I'm not going to turn away my anger from this. And he ended up thrusting his own people from his presence and put them under Babylonian rule because of this.
Mm.
And Jehoiakim was part of that transition.
Wow.
Right. Wow. And so, listen, we've got to stop this. Number 2 on the VFN torch is beginning this conversation about it. And in addition to that, is that we want to believe God and begin to pray, God, end abortion, send revival. God, end abortion, send revival. You know, when you think about, you know, Scripture, he says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those who've been crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and the helpless and see that they get justice. I have never commanded such a horrible deed. I'm reading from the Word of God about Moloch. I have never commanded such a horrible deed. It never even crossed my mind to command such a thing.
Mm.
What an incredible evil. Detestable practices of the pagan nations, arousing my God's anger. What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out for me from the ground. That's Proverbs 31, 8 through 9, Jeremiah 32, 35, 1 Kings 23, 10, 2 Kings 16, 3, 21, and it goes on. You can see this on the VFN Torch. Listen, there's a prayer right here. There's a prayer that you can pray and begin to pray with us. We've been praying now for quite some time in a prayer and fasting community. You know, we're walking this out and we're trying, you know, we're just trying to cry out to God for justice.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's been a consistent prayer that we've been praying for at least, what, almost 4 years now.
Right.
And that's all we can do. Once God awakens our heart to the reality, once we see the sin, God, there's an expectation for us to repent from whatever it is that we're doing, that's sinning is breaking the Lord's heart, but also to cry out to God, to not only for the forgiveness of our own sins, but for the forgiveness of our family, our countrymen, and to seek God for justice and for mercy. And so I'm glad that we've been a part of this, and we urge many believers to do the same.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at this poor child, right. This poor child that's been aborted.
Mm.
And it's just gruesome. It's a picture of an aborted child with his head, his shoulders, all of his body's right there. And his head's so small, they're holding his head with their hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful child that was being killed in his mother's womb. You know, we can't turn our heads from this anymore because God's not turning his head from it. He's saying that this innocent blood, you know, and the enemy's trying to kill as many as he can because he knows that there's a deliverer in amongst us.
That's right.
And that's what it's talking about in regards to that. But we have to stop this bloodshed. God, end abortion. Sin revival. If you're the king, if the law is, if the government's by the people and for the people, understand you are the one that determines whether there'll be abortion in the land or not.
That's right.
You're the one that chooses leaders who say no to the shedding of innocent blood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not them, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage you, you know, we got to join us. This number two and number three, real quick, like, is about the VFN, TV app 2.0. It's available with my encounter with Brother.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.